Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Well, hello. We are back. It's Monday. This is Carol and the Gent.
Hi, everyone.
We are back with another episode of Whatever. We tried to figure out what we were going to talk about, and we really couldn't come up with anything except maybe...
We had potatoes last night for dinner with our dinner that I made that were phenomenal.
Yes, they were.
I follow and watch a guy named Jack Chaplin. It's Daddy Jack Cooking with the Blues on YouTube. And he did a Dauphinese potato, which is basically a potato au gratin that is rich and divine.
Oh,
so
man.
I recommend them highly to anyone.
It was delicious.
They were so good. Oh, still feeling it today.
Yes. Fantastic.
They were good.
Delicious.
Anyway, that was one thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, that was quick.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I always say, normally on the weekends, we'll go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard, right?
Yeah.
Normally.
We did not do it this weekend
because we're trying to be better with our eating habits, except for the potatoes.
Oh, potatoes are wonderful.
But...
And we're only going to have those on birthdays.
Birthdays and anniversaries.
Right. So if you know of anybody having a birthday tomorrow, let us know so yeah. I can make the potatoes. Anniversaries too.
No, but... Because the weekends are really all we have together since our schedules are so messed up.
That is true.
So we'll go out to dinner and then we'll go get a Blizzard or something. But when we go through the drive-thru, and I've been meaning to talk about this forever. I wanted to make a video of it and put it on YouTube. I'm not picking on Dairy Queen. This just happened to come up.
And it's not just...
It's not just the drive-thru. It's everywhere. Okay, let me tell you what it is. Then we can talk about it. So, okay. Old people like us like to pay with cash sometimes instead of a credit card or a debit card.
All the time, yeah.
So we'll give them, you know, how much is a Blizzard?
We'll just say...
$11.
We'll say $9.43.
Okay, so the gent will give them a 10. No, it's got to be more than that because they got to give it back with the dollar and the change.
Well, they put it on the receipt.
On the receipt, okay.
Yeah, but you could do it like it's $11.28.
And so you give them
$15, 10 out of 5.
And they're giving the change back to you with the bills on the bottom, the receipt, and then change on top of all the paper, and they just hand it back to you like that, all in one, like a wet paper plate that's about to fall.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's so awkward to try to put your hand out to try to let them set it on it, because that's what they want you to do, I guess. And you can't just grab it because it's kind of like a wet paper plate.
And you got
it's
all the coins. And you got all the everywhere. Coins on top of it.
So they've got this thing sticking out there, precariously balanced, like, here it is, sucker. You know, here's your change. And when you look at them, they look at you like, you're a dummy. Just get your money.
Right. And I don't care that they don't count it back to me. That's not a thing anymore for me because now they have the electronic things and it tells you how much to change to give back. But I would prefer them to put the coins in my palm of my hands first and then the paper on top.
And then hand me the paper. Absolutely. That's just common courtesy, I think.
But when did it go to that other?
I think this just, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, this way they can do it without possibly touching you and getting COVID.
No, it started happening way before COVID.
But it's common courtesy. You know, I think it's just sheer laziness.
I think it is, too.
I think it is, too.
It is. I strongly agree. I know when I was in high school working at fast food and everything, they taught me how to hand the change back, and we counted it back
then. You count it back, absolutely. Well, it does two things. Number one, it makes sure the customer knows they're getting the proper amount of change.
Sure, yep.
And it also, for the person working that register, makes it so that at the end of the day, they know their register's correct.
Right.
Because in most jobs, if your register's not correct, you get fired or you get changed or something. But that's just a way of safeguarding things. But I think, I don't know if it's, this is faster. We can get you through the line faster and serve more people.
I think it's just laziness. And a lot of people don't pay cash anymore either. A lot of people are paying with debit cards, credit card, that kind of thing. So they're not using as much cash anymore. So these young kids that are coming up, they don't handle it a lot.
Yeah. So, well, that's a definite pet peeve of mine is
not carrying cash.
When the bill is a certain amount, and let's say it's $10.48, and I've got a 20 and a $1 bill, and I give it to them, and they look at you like, what am I supposed to do with this? You gave me too much. Here's a dollar back.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, here, you take that and just, realize that you're going to give me a $10 bill back and the change.
Right.
And it puzzles them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know what to think. Like, it's the Rome, back then, that does not compute. That does Will Robinson, that does not compute.
I guess they don't teach that kind of math in school anymore.
Well, that's the pet peeve I was thinking about. There you go. Thank you very much. As you people probably don't know, I'm in the golf business. And one of the requirements in a tournament for people is to just make sure on their scorecard that their hole by hole on their card is correct. They don't have to add it up, but when you're at a scorer's table, when you're at a tournament, you ask them to add it up. And this is going to go hand in hand with what we're talking about. Well, I used to go in and do scoreboards with them, but I got to the point where it's just ridiculous because it was way too slow. They couldn't do it. And I'm talking about the players and the coaches. So what they do is, you're thinking hole by hole when you're adding it up, you're looking at numbers like 4, 5, 6, 7, which you can look at and go 4 and 5 is 9 and 3 is 12 and 6 is 18 and add it up pretty quickly in your head and just, mark it down. Well, the kids, as they sit down, the coach would say, now add up your scorecard. First thing they do, the kids go, somebody got a phone? Because they couldn't do it. They cannot process adding up numbers in their heads.
Wow.
They cannot do it.
They probably don't know the times tables either.
No, well, I won't even go into that. But that's not what bugged me.
Oh.
Okay, I was like, oh, you kids, you got to be crazy, So I'm getting cards, off the table, and I'm adding, we can post this one. And I look down, and the teachers, the coaches, which are mostly all teachers as well, as they're getting their cards from the kids, they're getting the phone and adding it up because they can't do it either.
Oh, no.
They can't do it either. And I'm like, oh, my God. This has been happening for quite some period of time. That they can't, they just can't think. That's too abstract, I guess.
Is that critical thinking? Is that what that is? Good old-fashioned math?
Well, I think it's just they don't have any practice doing it.
Yeah.
They don't have any practice, so they don't know how to do it. And then,
but they're teachers. But you think they would know.
But they don't know. And then kids and the teachers don't know relations to numbers. Because, if you're looking at a scoreboard for a high school golf tournament, and that 4/8 are 32. So you don't have to have a calculator to sit up there and, add. And you look up there and you see a 79, an 80, an 81, an 82. And this is just talking number relationships and how numbers work. You can look at that and go, okay, you've got a 79 is a -1. You got a 0. You got a +1 and a +2. So you're +2 over 320. You've got 322 and you go on. Mm-hmm. And they're up there. Give me a calculator, somebody.
Do you think, they don't know how to do that kind of math in their head, no. Obviously. Do you think they are reaching for a phone, number one, habit now, or number two, they think it's faster and more convenient?
Well,
and more accurate.
I don't think they know the difference.
Okay.
Because it's always been phone in hand.
Even the teachers?
Well, I
guess I'm thinking teachers our age.
Well, I guess so, because those teachers are 27, 28 years old.
Oh my gosh.
30 years old. They're 30 years old. Which is, like 10 years younger than me.
Right. Wow.
But yeah, that was the pet peeve. And that goes back to relationship numbers, as you know, as far as
math and adding. General, what they teach in high school anymore.
And I know
when I was in high school, they taught us how to balance checkbook.
Oh, they don't have any idea how to do that. But yeah, it goes right back to where we're talking about the cash registers, working cash register and all, where they cannot count back cash because they don't know how to.
Yeah.
They can't take $10.21 and look at $11 or look at $21 and go, okay, you know, you're getting 79 cents back plus a $10 bill.
Right.
I did have one story about that. I can't remember it now, but it was one of those ones where the, you know, it was $19.81, and I gave them a $20 bill, and whoever it was punched in like a $50 bill.
Oh no!
And looked up and the change was, it's like, didn't you give me a 20? So oh, I punched in a 50. Oh, okay. So I said, well, just give me, you know, just, you know, it's 18. You know, you need to give me 18 cents back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, it says $30.18.
I
said,
this.
But you punched in and said, don't worry about that. So hold on.
I remember this.
And the person looked at somebody, I think the bagger, and said, what do I need to do? Because I punched in 20. I mean, he gave me a 20, but I punched in 50. And his total was $19.81. I said, just give me 19 cents because that's, you know, that's all you have to owe me.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Hold on. Go get the manager. And they had to go get the manager.
Oh, my God.
And I'm standing in line and looked back and I said, just give me 19 cents. That's all you owe me. And there are people, other people standing in line. And they had to go get the manager to figure it out.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, what in the world's going on? And I did. I embarrassed. I don't know if I embarrassed myself or embarrassed them. And I said, I said out loud, I cannot believe this. And a couple of people were, you know, kind of in La La Land, but there was one man back there going, 19 cents! Oh, Lord, God help us.
Yeah.
And they want these people to vote at age 14 or 15.
Well, they're the ones that are coming up and going to run the country now.
Well, God bless.
Yeah, God bless us.
Yeah, you know.
God help us. But we're the ones that raised them too.
at least my checkbook will balance. That's for sure.
Of course, I haven't balanced a checkbook since I was like 20 years old.
You're falling into the trap, aren't you, Carol?
Yes. Well, today you would have been disappointed in me when I went out to.
Oh, gee, what happened?
Actually, it was yesterday, brunch with my family from out of town.
Right.
We went to IHOP and they had a sign out on the door that said cash only because I guess their credit card machine was down or whatever.
Oh my.
Cash only. And guess who didn't have any cash? Your wife.
That would be you.
That would be me.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're always harping on me to carry
some cash. Always have cash on you.
Mm-hmm. So my aunt Tina had to pay for it. The visitors from out of town had to pay for my breakfast.
Let's go to brunch. Oh, can you pay for mine?
Yeah. Well, we weren't going to go.
You're awfully sly, Carol.
We weren't going to go to IHOP in the first place. We went to Cracker Barrel, and we went to put our name on the list, and it was going to be an hour wait. And so one of the other people in our party got on the phone and called up IHOP and said, asked them what the wait was, and they said 15 minutes. So we got over there and got right in.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I like Cracker Barrel, but I wouldn't want to sit around there.
And they were busy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Sunday. Yeah. You know,
so
everybody goes out, then they go. What are they
called? Loafering?
And then they go loafering.
Loafering. Do you know what loafering? Explain what loafering is. For
I did
listeners.
Not know what loafering was.
Me either.
Until a young lady who worked for me down at our golf course told me about it, and I would complain that on the way home on Sundays that. And I drive out in the countries where our golf course is, and I would come, and these cars would just be going next to 0 miles an hour down the road, and you'd see 6-7 people in the car. I'm thinking, what, if you just got out of church, go eat dinner, go do something. She goes, oh, we do that all the time. I said, what do you do? He goes, we call it loafering. You know, you've gone to church and you've got a big old meal in your belly and everybody just gets in the car and you go right around. I'm like, what?
Is that a Southern thing? Because I don't think we do that.
I guess it is, but I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
We just go right around the country.
Loafing.
Like, and you call it, it's called loafing. Oh, we just go out and go loafing. And I'm thinking, my God, I can find something better to do. It just reminds me of an old Andy Griffith episode where they're all driving. You know, they all just got out of church and they're driving down the road in Barney's new car and the steering wheel starts coming up at him. You know? But that's what they're doing. They're just out loafing because that's what they were doing. And, you know, they'd gone down to Mountain Pilot or something and had dinner and they were just on a slow drive back, all six of them in the car. You know? And that was what it was, loafing.
Well... The Alabama mask mandate is no longer in effect for us in Alabama.
Boy, did I see that today.
Really? Well, yes. You see it all the time at where you work. They never wore a mask.
Yeah, but it was even more so today. Nobody had one. Maybe one or two people did.
Well, I went to Walmart when I was out the other day when I went to brunch. And I went to Walmart because I wanted to pick something up in Athens. And more people were still wearing masks than not. I was surprised.
Wow.
I was surprised.
I bet that, you know, a lot of people that haven't gotten vaccinated are probably wearing them.
Yeah. And also...
I'm going to continue to wear
them. Well, also, it's become a habit for me.
That's true, too.
I just reach for it and put it on without even thinking about it now.
That's true, too. I think it'll slowly fade away.
Now, I still have to wear one at work because I work in a federal building, which is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but I love my job.
Well, you know, that's just one of those things you have to do. And even the people that we have that work for me that have been vaccinated, they're still wearing masks.
Oh, they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean... When do we get to that point where you feel like you don't have to wear it anymore? I know you said you're going to continue to wear one. For how long?
I don't know.
Oh, you yawn? Sure. Am I boring you?
No, I don't know. I really hadn't. I don't think about that much. You know, I think it's just one of those ones that's just going to kind of wear off. And
is it?
I hope it does.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
I know. I wanted to walk in the Walmart so bad without a mask on, but I was like, oh, no, I better not.
Did they have a sign on that said, please?
No, I don't think they did. I didn't see it anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'll still wear one when I get my nails done, too, because they still have their sign up.
Right.
And I love where I get my nails done. I love them, and so I will abide by what they want.
Yeah.
But if it's anybody else,
yeah.
I'm going somewhere else.
Of course, you know, we have signs up on our doors. Please wear a mask inside. And no, they don't. No.
Nah.
I didn't see no damn sign. If I didn't see a sign, I didn't read it. Well, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for shopping.
Well, we're about at our limit right now. So.
Well, all right.
You want to cut it off?
That was fun.
It's about 20 minutes worth already.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's good.
Yep. All right. You guys have a good week. I will try to be back on Wednesday with my own little personal thing. But thanks for listening. You guys have a good week.
Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.